You might take that sound for granted. I know I do. That's because most of us hear it all the time, at least in this country. Toilets are everywhere here in the U.S., but a lot of people around the world don't hear that sound every day. It's because 2.5 billion people, with a B, don't have a safe sanitary place to go to the bathroom, according to the World Health Organization. That's why the Gates Foundation rolled out its Reinvent the Toilet Challenge, asking engineers to dream up waterless hygienic toilets for people in the developing world. They held a toilet fair. Yep, they held a toilet fair in Seattle this week, complete with synthetic poop. And my next guest and his team took top prize with a solar-powered toilet that not only disinfects waste, but also produces hydrogen fuel. A lot better than flushing all that energy down the toilet, right? Joining me now to explain how it works is Michael Hoffman. He's the James Irvin Professor of Environmental Sciences and Engineering at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena, and he joins us by phone. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hoffman.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You're listening to Science Friday on NPR?
Yes.
I'm Flora Lichtman.
Yes.
And so tell me about this toilet.
Okay. This is a prototype that was displayed after 1 year of research. So 8 major universities around the world were tasked with coming up with a new approach to completely handle the waste, basically with no traditional urban infrastructure. In other words, it should operate in the absence of an electrical grid. It should operate in the absence of piped-in water, the subject of your previous conversations. And it should basically function at low cost and be available to the developing world within a 3 to 4 year period of time.
And what is yours? What is your prototype look like?
Okay, right now we take some conventional flush toilets and integrate them with a series of chemical engineering processes. That was also one of the tests, that we should use modern approaches developed in chemical engineering to piece something together to be able to handle the waste in a single train, basically purify the water that may be present in waste in urine. In particular, urine is a source of water. So in essence, we clean up the urine to a relatively high quality. That becomes the water source back into a flush tank location. And then with that water, we can flush the actual toilet. So we have a combined urinal, which is a waterless urinal, which diverts the urine to a separate treatment process, and then that provides the water for a closed-loop cycle. In addition, the tank could be also filled with gray water from cooking or personal sanitation in the more remote regions.
And that chemical reaction is pretty fast, right? Because I think I heard that composting toilets, it takes months to disinfect the waste, but with this, yeah, it's a matter of hours?
Yes, for a typical daily waste of a family, let's say we're limited to 5 persons, but we've actually scaled up a system for, let's say, essentially 40 uses per day. But nonetheless, let's take the waste of a single family, 5 people. That's about a half a kilogram of feces and then 5 liters of water. And that can be processed essentially within 3 to 4 hours.
That seems like a remarkable innovation.
Yes, some people think it's totally impractical for application in the developing world, but we think there's a lot of promise there for the future with further developments to bring the cost of the integrated system down. So we're essentially oxidizing the urine and waste at sort of a developed electrode system, multiple electrodes, where the reactive side, the oxidative side, is composed of nanoparticulate semiconductor materials coated on a conductive metal plate in sequence and then basically sintered onto the surface. And then the counter electrode is simply a metal plate, a sufficiently sized metal plate. It could be almost any metal. Stainless steel is used because it's obviously more resistant to degradation over time. And the electrons that are given up by the waste are essentially passed on to the counter electrode, which we call the cathode. And instead of using oxygen to accept the electrons, we use water and protons, thus generating hydrogen, which can be cleaned up a bit and then used either for cooking or directed into a proton exchange membrane fuel cell.
Wow, that is awesome. Michael Hoffman, thank you. We just about ran out of time, but thank you for joining us today.
Sure. Yeah, thank you for talking to me.
Michael Hoffman is the James Irvine Professor of Environmental Science and Engineering at the California Institute of Technology in Pasadena. Our program's senior producer is Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Our associate senior producer is Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Sam Flato is our production assistant. Eli Chen is our intern. Neil Rausch is our technical director and spinning the dials here in New York. And if you missed any part of this program or others, of course, go to iTunes and subscribe to our podcasts. Audio and video. I have a lot of videos on the site this week having to do with toilets. Don't miss them. Ira Flato will be back in the hot seat next week. Don't worry, we miss him too. Have a great weekend in New York. I'm Flora Lichtman.